Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, today is going to be a hot show. You know what the new fashion trend is in Hollywood?
What?
The lawsuit. Gwen Stefani's rocking one, and so is Keisha Cole. Shoot, everybody's getting a lawsuit. We'll get to that. And, Porsche, I'll let you handle this next one.
Oh, I got you. No problem. If you want to see penis pics, we've got them. From Jamie Dornan and Kevin Hart, you name it.
Oh. And Jay-Z is not showing you his penis, but he is showing you his heart. Now, he recently dropped his latest album, 444, and a newly released short film for it called Footnotes for 444, he got practically every dude you could possibly think of to sit down and talk about love.
Oh, wow.
Now, Jay-Z himself talks about his relationship with Beyonce, saying that it wasn't built on 100% truth, and they had to tear things down and start all over.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
Yeah, and check this out. He even got Jesse Williams to finally open up about his marriage falling apart and those cheating rumors. Take a listen.
You know, I was in a relationship for 13 years. 13 real years, like not 5 years, not 7 years, 13 years, and all of a sudden they're writing like think pieces that I somehow threw a 13-year relationship, like the most painful experience I've had in my life, like with a person I've loved with all of my heart, that I threw a person and my family in the trash because a girl I worked with was cute.
So what had happened?
Yeah,
so I need to see the rest.
Nah, that's all you get. That's it.
I mean, and what's his point, kind of? Because he says, oh, I'm not talking five. I'm not talking seven. Hell, if you cheat on me in the first year, you still cheated on your wife. It's still a bad thing.
Exactly. Right.
Like so 13 years. Like, 13 years, I would never.
I like 13 was a magic
number.
It's
not as bad as, like, 13 is.
Or
like,
five. Five is a lot, and 7 year itch, that's a lot.
But we don't know how many years he cheated in 13 years. He just got caught.
At the end.
Hello.
Oh, you got a point there, Mr. Gary.
I mean, would you go back home to get your keys when you were on the same block or once you got to work?
Hmm?
That was a weird analogy.
It really was. You reach for that.
Yeah.
It went over my head.
Over.
All right, guys. It's time for It's the Damn Girl. Jessica Simpson turned 37 years old yesterday, and she celebrated by posting this photo with the caption, Kiss My Butt 36.
All right.
Yep, and Sofia Vergara also turned 45 years old. Did y'all know that?
Oh, no. She looked good.
I'm trying to tell you, she celebrated by posting a pic of her brand new haircut. What do y'all think?
Feels like a completely different person.
She does. She almost looks like Vanessa Hudgens.
She looks like Melania, honey, your first lady.
She does.
I get a little Jessica Biel vibe from her, too.
That's what I get, Jessica Biel. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Her lighting and everything took off 10 years.
Mm.
That's a good-ass car selfie.
Yeah.
She did that.
Well, y'all, up next, sometimes beating up your man's side chick can come back to haunt you.
Uh-oh.
Do y'all remember when Keisha Cole and Birdman had a little thing back in 2014?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, it seems that Keisha Cole went to Birdman's penthouse and found a woman named Sabrina there and decided to lay some hands on her. And I'm not talking about prayer.
Ooh, that was okay.
She kind of put them paws on her, if you know what I'm talking about.
Keisha Cole looked like she could fight.
She does.
She
looked like, you know, we from the hood. We had to fight for being light-skinned.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She does.
But anyway, it's 3 years later now, and Sabrina is suing Keisha for over $4
million. Oh, that's not much.
That's not much.
Isn't there a time frame to go back and try
to sue? Limitations of some sort?
Yeah.
I would hope so. But here's the breakdown. $1.5 million for pain and suffering, $500,000 for emotional distress, and $2 million for the loss of the use of a body part, although she did not specify what body part.
Now, who broke off a pinky?
No,
girl,
man.
Probably Keisha Cole is tiny
probably
now.
A fingernail.
Now, I'm sure Keisha Cole can throw them hands, but they some tiny hands. She ain't broke no body part off this woman.
So, Portia, y'all, Brad, if y'all were Keisha, honey, y'all would have walked in on y'all piece, honey, cheating. What would y'all have done?
How many stories up was that penthouse?
And
she'd have counted all of them on the way down.
And is this before or after our anger management class?
Exactly.
In the middle of it.
Mm-mm, it wouldn't have worked.
She wouldn't have survived.
Yeah. Well, since we talk about lawsuits, let's keep that topic rolling and get Los Angeles to weigh in on the whole matter. Frank, Sammy, Heidi, what is your knowledge of the law?
I've been arrested several times.
I watch a lot of law. I've only been arrested once.
I've never been arrested, so I'm nothing.
Then you haven't lived, Heidi.
Me either.
Sammy got arrested?
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, bless your soul, little baby.
Well, we're asking because Gwen Stefani is getting sued by a fan for breaking her leg.
Oh.
What?
Gwen broke her leg?
Fighting?
Now, granted, she didn't jump down there and do it herself. Now, Gwen and her band was performing in North Carolina last July, and Lisa Carey Stickland is accusing her of causing a crowd rush, which resulted in Lisa suffering several injuries, including a broken tibia.
What did she do? So from the stage, she's saying that she did this?
Yeah, there was a rush from the lawn section into the reserved seats. Now, while Gwen and no doubt will perform it, she said, just fill it anywhere you like. Who cares about lawn chairs? You could just get new ones. So the girl was like chilling there with her friends in the reserved section, and she got injured because people were stepping over the barricades, stomping through, trying to see, you know.
That is not Gwen's fault.
Gwen did cause the riot, though. I mean, because she told the people to move forward, honey, and they moved forward, and these women were sitting in their reserved seats. She needs to pay that woman.
If them people that were sitting there saw a stampede coming, they should have got their asses up.
Right.
You know, sometimes people at these shows be a little high, a little faded. You know what I'm saying? Their response time and reaction's a little slow.
Right, then that would be her fault.
And Gwen actually admitted guilt via the microphone. She said over the loudspeakers that she got in so much trouble for telling fans to do that. So you admitted guilt.
Uh-oh.
So you just opened the floodgates for everybody to come through and sue.
But those are the live people that's going to sing all your songs to get the crowd hyped. Like, the people in the front, they so boring.
Every time.
Just sit there and stare at you. You be like, man, get your hands up. They be like,
We have a Jen and Ben and Shookus update.
More?
Yes, we have
all
more
right.
of this just in. Jen Garner actually shook down Shookus.
Okay, I like this so much.
What'd she do?
Well, today, People Magazine is breaking news that Jen actually confronted Lindsay in person a couple of years ago about this whole affair with Ben.
Juicy.
And you would think if you got busted by the wife, maybe you'd chill out a little bit, but
right.
Lindsay refused to back down. And
you can't shake Shookus.
And quit my fan.
Well, there's actually one more thing to this story. A Twitter account was created with the name of Lindsay Shookus. Now, it wasn't verified, so we don't know if it's true, but it might be true. And the end of the statement, it's a very long statement. It says, my relationship did not begin as an affair. While I know this may not be the juicy story people are looking for, it's the best I can offer.
An affair usually starts out as, you know, you're getting to know each other and then you're noticing there's a spark. You're not going, we're having an affair right away. Well, no, you're getting to know each other. Maybe there's some flirtation and a little friendship and then it evolves into an affair.
So obviously, like me and Portia are having an affair because we're always flirtatious with one another.
No, we started out as an affair, Frank, and we backed into a friendship.
You and Gary are having more than affair.
Let's be honest. All right, and Gary too. You want juicy? That's juicy.
You heard it here first.
Well, you backed into his box.
But I feel sorry.
You backed into mine.
I ain't bagging nothing up, okay?
By the back or the back end.
Not as juicy as you guys would think it is, okay?
Oh, we know.
Oh, God. Well, shifting gears, it turns out if you do a movie like 50 Shades of Grey, then whenever your fans see you out or in a certain picture, they may always see you in a certain sexy way, right?
Of course,
right.
Yes.
Well, this is exactly what happened to Jamie Dornan, Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey. He was doing a big campaign for Ireland to get people to travel there, of course. So there's this picture of him standing on a golf course with another guy, and all of the 50 Shades of Grey people are going crazy over this picture because all they see is sexy.
Is that a golf ball in your pants? Are you happy to see me?
You're right, Frank. You're a golfer, so you know.
It's something in his pocket. No,
this is
no.
It's a golf ball in his pocket.
Yes.
That's my 8.5 iron.
He's promoting Ireland, and it looks like he's doubling in size.
Yeah.
Oh,
it looks like he's going to leave somebody handicapped instead of what's his handicap.
Porsches.
All right, Porsches, for your golf tour.
Oh, girl.
Hey, don't go away. We're going below the belt after the break, too. Ooh. And this time, the focus is on Pitbull. See you later. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. So last night in Miami was the All-Star Home Run Derby at Marlins Park. And rapper Pitbull took to the stage to perform. But it was his ensemble that had everybody taking notice. And when I tell you he was looking very Pitbullish, with a tucked-in, tiny, teeny, weeny, 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 weeny jersey, showing off his Mr. Worldwide in his usual crispy, tight white pants.
Not showing off his Mr. Worldwide.
Baby. That's his packaging.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. One thing you can say about Pitbull, he sticks to the script.
Yes, like, he does.
Know, like, once he, like, you know, started tucking his shirts in, you are, like, really hard-pressed to see him untucked ever again.
That was it. He's the rapper with the tucked-in shirt.
Are jerseys normally tucked in?
They are.
When people are playing the actual sport.
Right.
I like his black patch and gloves he's wearing.
Ciao.
You know, but he in a position where he can do what he wants, because, like, word on the street is him and Jeb Bush are actually, like, you know, possibly considering teaming up to buy the Marlins.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh,
well, he better do that. Well, like you said, he's staying true. He did it at World Cup. Did y'all see that picture?
Yeah.
Had on a crispy pants.
But that looked a little bit more popular, of course.
That was a little looser. Right,
yeah.
That's true.
It's a little looser.
I want to see Pitbull go to a hockey game.
Yeah. You can't tuck in no hockey jersey.
Pitbull got a way to tuck in a
yes,
hockey
jersey. Yes, he would. Well, guys, today is Amazon Prime Day.
Woo!
Yes.
Deals.
What is Prime Day?
You don't know what Amazon Prime Day is? Okay, so Amazon Prime Day is basically their own holiday that they created, kind of like Black Friday, where everything is cut, the prices are cut. Oh. You can get some great, great deals on Amazon. So, like, today, the Echo is on sale, and I just love the Echo because I love asking it a lot of questions. So let's just ask Alexa a whole bunch of questions.
Okay. All
right, so go.
Alexa, what is the brat's real name?
I don't know that.
Alexa, how many times was Portia Williams arrested?
What? Excuse me.
Say it. Alexa, how many times was Portia Williams
Are you going to repeat it?
Arrested.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Are you down?
I've never been arrested, thank you. Let me ask a question. You know what, Gary? I have one, too. Alexa, how old is Gary Hayes?
Gary Hayes is 59 years old.
Whoa! Alexa told the age!
Oh, my God!
Ooh, I don't like her. Turn her off.
60, my dude.
Alexa with the T, honey.
Alexa, who's older, Gary Hayes or Jay-Z?
Gary Hayes is older than Jay-Z. Gary Hayes is 59 years, 10 months, and 22 days old, and Jay-Z is 47 years, 7 months, and 7 days old.
Alexa, I'm mad at you.
It wasn't my intent to make you feel that way.
Well, Alexa, you are wrong for doing that to Gary Hayes.
Sorry, thanks for telling me.
All right.
Ooh, did she read me?
Yes, she did.
Honey, Alexa plays no game. Okay. Right? She need to be on Housewives.
Okay.
All right, so speaking of deals, we got one for the Dish Nation family out there. So it's summertime, and summertime equals backyard parties, and that means you're going to need some tunes and light to keep the party lit all night, all right? So check this out. Beeb's Ohana Island 3-speaker indoor-outdoor audio kit. It's a 3-piece wireless light and audio system that will set your mood for the next backyard get-together. You can easily connect your Bluetooth device to play rich audio through all 3 speakers up to 100 feet away. And the built-in LED candles illuminate your space, and they have time controls so you don't have to remember to turn them off.
Nice.
Oh, that's cute.
Nice. That is really cute. It is. And the sound quality is amazing.
So you're probably asking yourself, candles and sound? Crack, how much does this cost?
How much crack?
Typically, something like this will run you about $180, but for the Dish Nation fam, it's $59.
Ooh. What?
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
a great deal.
It is.
A deal.
Go to morningsave.com and get your deal today.
Coming up, do you want to see Kevin Hart's package?
Ooh, baby, I'll pass, huh?
Well, we do, and we'll show you all next.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Y'all remember when we talked about Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian on revenge porn scandal yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
My goodness.
Well, baby, this story has moved on. It's time for a Dish Nation update. Since our last bulletin, Ms. Chyna has been celebrated after a judge ruled in her favor for a restraining order against Rob Kardashian. Also, more information from Ms. Chyna's controversial Good Morning America interview has emerged, revealing that the former stripper returned hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of property back to Mr. Kardashian. Ms. Chyna had this to say, quote, "Once he posted all these things on the internet, I had my two assistants drive the Ferrari, the Lamborghini, and took all the jewelry back to his house, actually to his mother's, Kris Jenner's house. And also, I gave him back his wedding ring because I'm not gonna make it seem like he could just buy me and give me gifts and treat me anyway and talk to me nasty." That's all the time we have on Dish Nation Updates. We'll now return to our original broadcast. All right, bitches, what y'all think about that?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, would you return the gifts? Would y'all return the gifts?
I have done it before in the past. Yes,
I would return the ring, but not the cars.
Like, to prove the naysay is wrong, she should give everything back if she wants to, like, prove everybody she's not a gold digger.
Well, she gave him back the cars because the cars probably were in Rob's name.
He was still paying for them.
You're not telling me that she took a car that she has the title to and handed it back with the title to him. If it's all titled and paid for in her name, she would have kept it.
Hello.
She gave it back to him because it was in his name.
And he's still paying the notes.
You know what? I'm really proud of her. I'm proud of the fact that she's saying that she still wants Dream to be in his life.
Exactly.
She's not using her baby.
As a
she's
poem.
Not letting him use his money.
Right.
Everything she's doing right now seems like very fair.
Right.
Yes, it makes sense.
And everybody talking about her look too, honey. Yesterday, baby, how she had on her.
Honey.
They say she used to wear her unicorn wig, all them colors, and she put on her child support wig.
Yes, she switched it out.
Her child support wig.
She sure did.
Oh, my God.
She sure did.
Watch it out.
With the quick
child support wig.
All right, y'all. So who here got some junk in their trunk?
You and Portia. Y'all got the most junk.
You?
Crack and Gary. Ever put your junk in a box?
Yup.
No.
Huh? Well, that's exactly what Kevin Hart has done for a new underwear campaign. And, baby, it's worked because it's gotten everybody's attention.
Uh-oh.
And in case you didn't know, Kevin Hart is the face and body for Tommy John underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted some snaps on Snapchat where he dropped his drawers and used the gift box to hide his junk.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, everybody thinks this is Kevin's way of paying homage to the Lonely Island song, in a box.
Oh. I mean, look, that's like a little jewelry box Kevin is holding, so I mean, it's not that big.
Well, his body
is. That's a big box. Well, you know, he's little.
As wide as his body.
It's actually a ring box.
Which superstar wants to wow the crowd at the 2018 halftime Super Bowl? LA has the tea.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, so Britney Spears has really turned her life around in the last 10 years. She looks better than she ever has.
Oh, my God.
She's doing that residency in Las Vegas. So she's really turned it around. And people are saying that she is now commercially and emotionally stable enough to maybe do the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Britney Spears, I'm fine with that.
As an NFL fan, football fan, halftime show, Britney Spears, fine by you.
Yeah, her and all of her dancers dressed up like lingerie football league. That'd be kick ass.
So I guess last summer, Britney was asked point blank by BBC Radio if she would be game for another Super Bowl show. And she said, quote, "Yes, I would probably do that."
Yes, I really don't think she can top Lady Gaga because I can't imagine Britney Spears trying to sing the national anthem.
Can you imagine Britney Spears trying to sing?
No.
She's a terrific singer.
Lady Gaga
didn't have to do any duets. I mean, she did duets with Tony Bennett and stuff, but she didn't do a duet. I mean, it was Lady Gaga's show for halftime show.
Yeah, but not the whole show. That's what they should do. That's how she can top Lady Gaga, is if she goes out there and performs with Justin Timberlake, because everybody wants to see that again. I want to see Justin and Britney on
Justin
stage together again.
Off, like Janet Jackson, Justin rips off Britney's top and she's got an areola covering.
No.
No, she doesn't have a covering.
She doesn't have the covering this time. And then everyone's TV freezes and stays there.
Take that guy
out.
You got nothing on her.
All right, the show's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.